Later, after they moved on, old white gunslinger Daddy pulling the cart the robot had made for them, plodding slowly along the ruts of Tower Road with his head down and his shoulders all a slump, Mordred crept to the campsite. He did indeed eat some of the scattered food. Surely it had not been poisoned if Roland had hoped it would go down the bumbler's gullet. But he stopped after only 3 or 4 chunks of meat, knowing that if he went on eating, his guts would spew everything back out, both north and south. He couldn't have that. If he didn't hold on to at least some nourishment, he would be too weak to follow them. And he must follow. Had to stay close a little while longer. It would have to be tonight. It would have to be, because tomorrow old white Daddy would reach the Dark Tower, and then it would almost certainly be too late. His heart told him so. Mordred plodded as Roland had, but even more slowly. Every now and then he would double over as cramps seized him and his human shape wavered, that blackness rising and receding under his skin, his heavy coat bulging restlessly as the other legs tried to burst free, then hanging slack again as he willed them back inside, gritting his teeth and groaning with effort. Once he shit a pint or so of stinky brown fluid in his pants, and once he managed to get his trousers down, and he cared little either way. No one had invited him to the Reap Ball, ha-ha. Invitation lost in the mail, no doubt. Later, when it came time to attack, he would let the little Red King free. But if it happened now, he was almost positive he wouldn't be able to change back again. He wouldn't have the strength. The spider's faster metabolism would fan the sickness the way a strong wind fans a low ground fire into a forest gobbling blaze. What was killing him slowly would kill him rapidly instead. So he fought it.